Okay, you put your feet into the
stirrups.
And if something is Now, if something is not far away, you say, well, it's just a little
piece.
Mm-hmm. And if it is a considerable distance, you say, well, that's
a farther piece.
Mm-hmm. And then if it's a long,
it's a long way off.
Exactly. And if something, if a person fell, and coming around with all this.
Well, it's just the fact that she can't play with everything.
Well, I know.
That's the problem.
If it was something that she could have, she probably wouldn't want it, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
That's the way it is. Oh, I'm sorry. If a person slipped and fell this way, you'd say they fell
backward.
And if they slipped, fell this way.
Forward.
And if something is so common that you don't have to look for it in any special place, you'd say, well, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if a person had a good yield of something, they say they raised a big
crop.
And if they got rid of all the trees and things like that on the land, they'd say they were
clearing.
And have you ever heard an expression, like as not?
Mm-hmm.
People use that.
Yes.
And if a little child might be crying about something and you ask them why, and they would say, well, Johnny was eating some candy and he didn't give me
any.
And if someone broke something of yours, say a rake maybe, and they apologized, and you might say, well, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyhow.
And do you know what a, well, you might know this since your husband's a farmer, but what does a combine do?
Well, it cuts beans and separates them. And then I'm trying to think how much farther. Of course, it has this long nozzle that it puts the beans then into the truck or whatever.
What is the type of bread that comes in loaves? What do you call that?
Light bread.
Yeah. And listen, I've been to places that have lots of little I actually interviewed someone in we were talking about light bread. Now, what would they put in it to make it rise?
Yeast.
When people would bake it. What about things made from cornmeal? What would you make from cornmeal?
Cornbread. Had it for lunch.
You had cornbread, yeah. Do you know of anything called a corn dodger? Have you heard of something called a corn dodger?
Corn dodger. Mm-mm. Unless that's this new hot dog wrapped in a...
No. It's a very old word. That's why I didn't
really
think
okay.
You would have...
I've heard of a corn pone.
Yeah, you've heard of corn pone.
Uh-huh.
Corn dodger. What about cracking bread? Have you heard of...
Oh, yes. I like crackling
bread.
I like cracklings better than crackling
bread.
Yeah,
I like cracklings better than crackling bread, too. How about hush puppies?
Mm-hmm.
Would be made with onion and
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing.
Really, I'd just as soon have it without the onion.
Oh,
but dropped in hot fat.
But dropped in hot
yeah.
fat would be, yeah.
You know how they got their names? Supposedly?
No, I
don't. Well, in the old days in the West, when they had had cornbread made like this,
mm-hmm.
they would throw them to the dogs and say hush puppy, you know.
That's probably how they got the name.
Uh-huh.
If you were talking about bread and basically two types, the homemade bread as opposed to the kind you buy at the store, the kind you buy at the store would be called?
I would say store-bought bread.
Yeah.